watched it too. Okay, good evening. We are on page 145 in the Ketina Laws of Psukkah de Zimra. So, of course, this is not practical, but only theoretical, and that is what happens if a person comes late to shul and you need to catch up. Right, what was that?
Chaval,
right? Or you go to a minyan, that's very, very quick. What is it? The matzah factory minyan, where they do it in 18 minutes. So, there's a very interesting comment based on the sitter of the Rav Amram Gaon, which is source 23. And he says, Shilmekumai Rav Nitrani Gaon Zal. And he said the following, asked him the following question. Walks into the shul, so they're davening. He didn't daven, he didn't say Zimra yet. She just joined up with them, with the Rabbi too. They're about to say Shema. She says, pre-start Shema. They're about to say Shema. And then afterwards, catch up, say Zimra after. Here's the answer. Veshivkach. We saw that specifically the takana from Chazal was that order, psukah zimra, and then daven. The darash rav simlai lulam yisader adam shosh rosh brachah yipalav. Right, we even mentioned the line. I think it's the Beit Yosef who said, "It can't be that when you give shevach to Hashem, that should take less time than the bakashot during the Amida." Right, it's inappropriate that your psukah zimra is short. And it comes to the Amida and Shnas, when you're asking for things, you elongate that. That's inappropriate. Why should the Shevach be short? He says that they're davening and they're not stopping. He says, what should you do? Make the bracha we call Bruch Shamar, right? Parsha Rishona, which is Tel David, meaning what we call colloquially Ashrei. You skip from Halu Kabakocho, that's that last, right? Kol Neshama, that's that last Haluka. Vichotem, Mamahar mit Palamitibor. So Chotem means you Chotem Sukkot Zimra, meaning Nishtabach. Then quickly, you jump into Birchot of Kretschma. Okay. Interesting. We see that Rav Amram Gaon quotes two things of Sukkot Zimra, and that's Ashrei and that last Haluka. The Rosh in 24 is only interesting. He actually doesn't quote the last Haluka. He only says, Bir Minimum is Ashrei. And in fact, what about in a situation, look at this. Look at the bottom on page 145. Midvarav Ola, Sha'adif Afu Ledeg Al Ko Psogei Di Zimra Birchoteha. Amenat Shalom Lavsit Tfila Imatibor. It appears that according to the Rosh, the ikar is tefila b'tzibur. Okay, so what's up halacha? Says Shulchan Aruch, very simple. Im ba b'taknaset ramasa b'tzibur p'sukah d'zimra omer baruch shamar b'lo tishpacha v'hakach. Right, you have to say Tel David, haluka. Then you say haluka 5, haluka 3, haluka 2. Right, and he says you got to see these halukas. Hakach yishtabach. I apologize. Actually, that's all halukas. Haluka min hashamayim. That's the third one. I apologize. The third one and the fifth one. Then you say Yishtabach, then you say Shema, Tzibor. Vim Ein Shahar Kokach. Let's say you have no time. Skip, Hallelujah, Hashem and Hashemayim. By the way, that's number 3. It says Ramah, Im Od Ein Shahut, Lo Yomar Rak Boch Shamar, Tadvid Yishtabach. It says Ramah, a bare minimum, bare bones, and that's based on the Rosh, Boch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtabach, bare minimum. What about that's going to be good enough? Vim kvar hitchilu atzibur yotzer. They're already up to Bruchot Shema, right? And there's no time. You're not going to make it. Ein shahot lamar p'sukah d'zimra fil b'diluk. There's no time to say p'sukah d'zimra, even with all the skipping. Yikra kriyat shema b'rchotai matzibur v'itpalamahem. Go do Bruchot kriyat shema. V'acharkach yikra kol p'sukah d'zimra b'lo bracha shalafaneha. You can't say the bracha, right? Because the whole point of the bracha is that it predates, so to speak, comes before. Says the Rama, we call makom yomar kol brachot shemachayv the vrach b'baker. But you got to say the bracha, meaning not the bracha of Sukkot Zimra, but the bracha of course, of the bracha of Birkat HaShachar. Those you do have to say. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah jumps in and says, "I want to be very careful here. You still got to wash on your dime. Got to do brachas Torah. You got it right there. Certain, it's not mentioned. He's talking about skipping Pesukah Zimra, but you must say certain brachos that even become Pesukah Zimra. Those a person would be obligated to do. I want to see one thing. Oh." Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is going to quote a dissenting opinion. I knew it was somewhere here. I'll get 27. I never chance to read this before, but I knew it was somewhere here. Look at 27. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Shuvos of the Mishnah Yaakov, who argues. We still have 1 minute to go. And he says that Bircha Baruch Sh'amar and Yishtabach is a Takana Keduma from the times of the Tanaim. Mutav litpala b'yechidi b'yishyedaleg legamrei Birkat Baruch Sh'amar Yishtabach. He quotes a dissenting opinion that says you're not allowed to skip Baruch Sh'amar Yishtabach because it's a takana of the Gaonim, of the Tanaim. I apologize. Ach im lo yitzrach ledaleg legamrei shuchal mar Baruch Sh'amar v'ashar Yishtabach b'yitzrach hazam arich hamilot m'yotzer v'hala l'kuli alma yasekin. The ikar, okay, he says that's really what you should do. But he's not happy with totally skipping Pesukah Zimra. But that being said, it appears that the Pesach of the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, that if need be, one could even skip Pesukah Zimra. And if you're still not going to make it, if you know that by doing that, because they're absolutely going to fly, so that's it. Daven in order, you're not going to daven Tzvila B'Tzibur, and that's what you're going to do. You have no choice. And you must, of course, this is a given, you must say Shema for the Amidah, because you have to be Samach Geula to Tefillah. Redemption is connected to prayer in the morning. At night, that's not the case. At night, you can say the Amidah before, but that's not our topic. And then you just catch up later, right? What was that?
This includes all the brachas of Shema, not just the Shema itself.
Right. Exactly. You got to say, of course, you got to say the brachot of the Shema. Okay, and that's the interesting scenario, and it definitely is very practical on many different levels. That's something we definitely try to do. Again, bare bones is Baruch Sh'amar, Ashrei Yishtabach. We definitely try to do that, but in worst case scenario, if we can't even get that in, jump right into the Brachot of Kriyat Shema, provided, of course, that we said the proper Brachot beforehand. Not sort of Shachar, but Netzah Sidayim, and Brachos HaTorah and the like. Okay, we'll stop there.